Hi, I'm Lee Chantel from VivaLaVegan.net, and I have just been on my 2011 US adventures. I went to the United States of America for 2 months in July and August. I went mostly for the Animal Rights Conference at the end of July in Los Angeles and the Vita Vegan Bloggers Conference in Portland, Oregon at the end of August. And I had an amazing time. I hung out with some of my favorite friends, met some new people, networked, which I love, and just really got to know people and met a heap of my friends from Facebook, people that follow my blog and my tweets, and it was really great. It was amazing. I started in July, the beginning of July, in Los Angeles in California. I stayed with my friend Dennis, and also stayed with my friend Holly, and I caught up with eating at quite a few different places. My favorite was a place called Shojin, which is a Japanese restaurant near downtown LA. I also went to Baby Cakes and quite a few other places in LA, hung out with some friends, went to some parties, caught up on watching True Blood with Holly, which is always good, and I had an amazing time. From LA, I also started doing my interviews with Inspiring Vegans, and one of the people I interviewed was Gary Smith, who with his partner Keija, they run Everlotus PR company, and Gary also has a new blog that he's just started called The Thinking Vegan, and I interviewed him and spoke to him about the beagle rescue that Shannon Keith from Army does, and we talked about animal testing and his blog and many other things. We spoke for quite a while because both of us are quite good speakers and talkers, so he couldn't shut us up. But that was really good, and you can see that interview and my other interviews on my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/VivaLaVegan.net. Holly and I also went to a really cool raw restaurant called Sun Cafe, and then I headed from there to Seattle. I was staying in Seattle with my friend Rex, who runs a button-making business, and his partner Rebecca, who is a photographer. And Rex also runs a website called Vegan Threat, so he does some podcasts on there as well, which are pretty cool. You should check those out. And I stayed in Seattle for about a week with Rex and Rebecca, and it was really cool. Caught up with some of their friends and also with Anika, who I'd hung out with last year when I was in Seattle. Seattle was my favorite place last year, but it is the weather can be a bit miserable, and I do prefer my sun more than I prefer the rain sort of season. But Seattle was really great, and I discovered my first Fred Meyers, which was an eye-opening experience. And Rex and I hung out quite a bit, Rebecca and I hung out a bit, and we ate at some really great places like Thrive Cafe, I really like Side Cart for Pig's Peace, a little store they have there, which is all vegan store, and all the money goes to a pig sanctuary. I also met a girl called Jenny that does vegan cakes, and Rex and I were in this music store just looking at some records and that, I opened this magazine, I think it was City News, and looking at me on one of the adverts is my face of the Go Vegan photo of myself with the Go Vegan chocolate that Rebecca Balti took a photo of last year. So that was pretty funny and bizarre, but that was pretty cool. And we had a really good time, went to places like Mighty O Donuts, and I even got to make some buttons at the button making store just in time for Rebecca's art exhibition that she had. She had a photographic exhibition at one of the gyms called X Gym, and she had these really wonderful black and white photos of mussels, and it was really amazing. And I met one of her friends there, Holly, who made some really great raw cakes. She runs a business called Vegan Shortcake, so that was really cool. And yeah, we had some Mexican that night, because we don't really have that much Mexican in Australia, and yes, that was pretty cool. I'm about now in Seattle, I'm a bit sick of Daiya cheese and wheat products, because there's a lot of fake meat products made from wheat, but still good to try every now and then, but I think I need a bit of a break from it all. I also did an interview with Holly from Vegan Shortcake that you can find on my YouTube channel, or you can also just look in the audio and visual section on vivalavegan.net. And yeah, we had an amazing time in Seattle. I love Rex and Rebecca, and I love their two cat friends, Gadget and Gizmo. And I also hung out with my friend Peter, and he came and picked me up, and another mutual friend of ours, Sheila, at the end of my stay in Seattle. And we headed down from Seattle back to LA on a road trip. And that took about 4 days. And before we went on the road trip, Peter showed me around Mercer Island, where he spent a lot of time and he grew up. So that was really cool. And Sheila's auntie, when we went to pick her up, she made this amazing, huge tub of hummus for us. And we just had hummus with kale on our road trip. It was really, really amazing. And so we started our road trip mid-July, so we headed from Seattle down through, so Seattle and Washington, down through Oregon and to California to go to LA for the Animal Rights Conference. It was such an amazing trip. Like, three of us had an amazing time together, and we stayed in like Walmart car parks and truck stops and all these places, which was bizarre because you've got to at least go to the Walmart car parks when you're in America, because that's what a lot of people do. We stayed in Newport. We had lots of different foods from co-ops and things like that, and just had an amazing time. The scenery was beautiful. We went along the coast roads, so we got to see a lot of beautiful scenery and gorgeous trees. And yeah, it was really cool. I got this map atlas, road atlas of the states that I bought for like a dollar at this sort of paranormal store, and I've been using that map to just make sure I knew where I was going and where all the states are and things like that, which was good. And we did a lot of fun stuff. Like, we went to this place called Battle Rock and we climbed on the rock, and we hung out with her friend Robert Cheek, and the four of us stayed in a place that night, which was really cool, in Crescent City. And Sheila's a bit of a hairdresser, so she cut Robert's hair and my hair and Peter's hair, because I was getting a bit of a mullet since I shaved my head in March. I've just been growing it back and haven't really done anything with it. So she styled it a bit for me, which was good. And then we went to this really cool place called Arcata, and we picked up a hitchhiker. And this was the best day that we had. We saw this whale and her calf, and they were just so gorgeous that at over this river and this bridge somewhere, and there was all these people that had stopped to look at something, and we weren't sure what it was. So we went over the bridge and I asked one of the truck drivers what was happening, and he said there was a little mother whale that had been there and her baby, and they've been there for about a month, and today they're actually going under the bridge. And they go from one side of the bridge and everyone would run over to that side of the bridge, and then they go back to the other side of the bridge and everyone would run over to the other side. And I said to Peter and Sheila that I bet the whales are just going, I wonder how many times we can make these silly humans go from one end of the one side of the bridge to the other. So it was beautiful. Found out a couple of weeks after that the mother whale had died, which was really sad, but it was really gorgeous, and it's such a beautiful day. And then we went to see elk, and we also drove under this tree in the redwood. I think it was Heggett, and it was this gorgeous, gorgeous tree, and it was really impressive. And that was the only time Peter would let me drive on the road, because I wanted to get a bit of experience, because in Australia we drive on a different side of the road, and now steering wheel and everything's on a different side of the car than in America. So yeah, I got to drive under the tree, which was pretty cool. And yeah, so that day was the best day we had. And then the next day was the Thursday, and we were heading to the Animal Rights Conference in LA, and it was pretty, we didn't really have that great views from in California from Oregon. And but we got to the AR conference just in time because I wanted to see my friend Marissa's new documentary called Veducated, and Peter got me there in time, which was good. And I met up with Britton, a friend of mine from Portland who stayed with me in Brisbane last year, and a friend of mine, Susanna, who was a friend of Britton's, and I'd actually hung out with her for a bit in Seattle, and her partner, Chris. And we were being roomies that this year, so that was really cool. Hung out with them, and then also saw a heap of other friends. And I hadn't seen Dennis when I was staying at his place because he was off filming with Casey for the new Shaq 7 documentary, so it was really good to see him. And I met his mom, and I just hung out with a heap of people, like Sarah and Linwood. Linwood runs Motive Clothing Company, and Sarah runs X's to O's Bakery, which is in Troy, New York, where Sheila also works. So it was really good to hang out with them, and my friend Jared as well. And yeah, just got gossiping and catching up on the news with everyone that I hadn't seen for about a year. And I went to some talks. My friend Carol Glasser, she runs Vagina Blogspot, and she does some really great feminist and animal rights stuff. And I also saw quite a few of Peter's talks, and it was really good, a really good time. I didn't have a stall this time. I actually gave a talk on promoting on the internet, and I spoke with Jasmine Singer from Our Hen House, who's now one of my favorite friends, and Andrew Kirshner. And you can see that talk I spoke about promoting on Twitter and how to utilize Twitter to get the activism and vegan message out. So you can see that online. And also Gary and Keisha from The Thinking Vegan, they interviewed me as well. And you can see that on the Thinking Vegan website. I interviewed a heap of people when I was at AR, which was one of my plans. I interviewed Carol Glasser, interviewed Sean Monson, who also interviewed Scotland. He's from a great organization called Animal Rescue Corps. And I did one day, I sort of had interviewed a couple of people here and there, and then one day I said, okay, today is going to be my focus to interview a heap more people. So I think I did about 11 in one day. And Peter and I went exploring up on the roof, and we found this really cool helicopter landing pad, or like heliport or whatever you call it, and we're right up on the top of the place where we were staying in LA for the animal rights conference. It was just so beautiful. And so that was really cool. And then this day that I interviewed, like, about 11 people, I think it was, I interviewed Nathan Runkle from Mercy for Animals, Nick Cooney from the Humane League, Sarah from X's to O Bakery, Linwood from Motive, Jared, he's working on a new video series called Alternative Explorers. And there was this girl from Newcastle in Australia called Shelley, and she has a really popular YouTube blog. And I met her. A few people were saying, oh, do you know this girl, rah, rah, rah. And so we ended up meeting. We were Facebook friends, so that was really cool that we got to meet, and I did an interview with her as well. And also a new friend, Heather, she runs a great website based on health, and she's a holistic health practitioner. She does herbalism and acupuncture and nutrition. So she has a website called Live Natural, Live Well. So I really enjoyed that interview I did with her. Also interviewed Will Potter from Green is the New Red, and I'm really looking forward to reading his book. And I did an interview with Keith from Food Not Bombs. He was one of the people that started Food Not Bombs years and years ago. And I love speaking to Keith, and I love hanging out with him whenever I see him. And also interviewed Brian Minnell, who has done a heap of undercover investigations. But because I'd done so many interviews that day, my camera ran out of battery, and he just wasn't that comfortable with the interview either. So you'll have to wait until next time I go to the States for an interview with Brian. And yeah, it was really, really great. The animal rights conferences and things like that are always amazing, just to be around like-minded people. And I really had a great time there. And yeah, so I was going to go to Las Vegas after to visit some friends of mine who just moved there, some vegan bodybuilders that are launching new vegan protein range. But it didn't end up happening. So I decided to stay with Holly and some of my friends in LA for a bit longer. So that was really cool. And the day after when everyone had a protest that they were going to at the AR conference, just hung out in the hotel for a while and sorted out a few things. And Peter and I went for a bit of a drive around and went to Native Foods, I think, for lunch. And then that night we stayed at Dennis's place in downtown LA, and we had an amazing night of karaoke, Sheila and Peter and myself, and Jasmine and Marianne from our hen house, Nathan from Mercy for Animals, and a couple of other friends. It was just so much fun. And I love karaoke because I get to pretend I'm Stevie Nicks and, you know, sing all Fleetwood Mac songs or whatever. And I just had an amazing time. It was just so much fun. And Jasmine gets out all the big show tunes, and it was really cool. And then Dennis and Andy from who went to jail for Shaq 7 stuff just recently, they came to meet us there afterwards, so that was really cool. And then we went back to Dennis's place and hung out there for a bit. And then the next morning, Peter and I drove Sheila to the airport really early in the morning, and then he dropped me off in Santa Monica, where I was meeting Eric. And Eric and his partner, they run Happy Cow in Los Angeles. And, you know, I've done a bit of advertising on Happy Cow before, and we've emailed quite a few times. And Eric had actually come to my promoting on the internet talk, and we had a bit of a meeting because I liked, you know, to meet him and go over a few social media sort of things with him. And that was really cool. And we got to walk along the Santa Monica promenade and along the beach. It really reminded me a bit of Burleigh Heads in Queensland. So that was really nice. It was sort of just reminding me of home somewhat. And beaches were nice. Before, when Peter, Sheila and I had been on our road trip, the beaches they didn't really look that nice, but Santa Monica's beaches were gorgeous. And I got to see squirrels and eat some raw stuff, and it was just really great. Jasmine and Marianne from our hen house, they had a great potluck at Dennis's mum's place, and heaps of friends were there. I've got a lot of my friends in the States live in LA, so it's really good just to hang out with them. And it was a really great potluck. There was heaps and heaps of people and had a great time. And then Gary and Keisha took me to this place called Cafe Gratitude, where I ran into a vegan friend that we've been online friends for ages, but we've never met in person, Andrew Gunsberg, who is called Andrew G. And yeah, so that was really cool. Hung out with Keisha and Gary, and then hung out with Holly. And then we saw some other friends, and I did a couple more interviews with Jackie Horrocks from Alternative Outfitters, and Clara, who runs Clara's Cakes, and she has a blog called Clara in Vegan Land. She's only young, but she makes these gorgeous cakes, and she's already a feminist, and she's just really active and really inspiring. And so you can check out those interviews on my vivalavegan.net YouTube channel, or online at in the audio visual section on vivalavegan.net. I went to this place called M Cafe de Chaya in Melrose. That's amazing because it's, you know, got quinoa and kale and healthy stuff that I like. And then, yeah, Holly and I just hung out, and then she dropped me at the airport, and then I headed over to New York. I was staying in New York with my friend Ethan, who had been my roommate last year at the Animal Rights Conference, with Jean, who's in a band called The Faded and works a heap with Shannon Keith from Army. And I was staying, Ethan works throughout the week, so I wanted to stay with him for a couple of weekends to make sure we actually hung out. And it was amazing. He lives in Brooklyn, and his partner Daphne lives in Manhattan, so I went in between those places quite a bit. We went to quite a few of the good New York places to eat, but probably the best food that I had there was Daphne's cooking. Daphne runs a catering company called Verite Catering, and she just cooked a heap for us. So Ethan is very lucky to have a girlfriend that's an amazing chef. And we had some amazing food, and she has a gorgeous dog friend called Cookie. One of my Facebook friends, Rachel, I was really excited to meet her in person, and we hung out a heap when I was in New York, and she's one of the people I really miss being back home. And yeah, we had a really fun day stalking squirrels and eating and shopping and buying new dresses, and it was really cool. I attended a few vegan meetup New York events. There was a networking night and there was a potluck at Daphne's. It was just really cool. New York has a really good vibe, but I'm definitely more of a West Coast gal than East Coast. But it was still really good to hang out in New York. Last year I wasn't too impressed with it, but I hadn't really had much time to experience it too much, and I was glad that I got to hang out in New York for a while and actually absorb everything I needed to. I also had some of my dad's side of the family that live Pennsylvania. They live in, I took a train from Union Square in New York to Connecticut, and they live in a place called Berlin, which is sort of near New Haven, where I got the train to. And I hung out with them and they made me some food, and that was really cool just to see members of my family that I hadn't met before. And then I took the train back to New York and hung out with some more friends and got some interviews, like with Danielle from the Galapagos Preservation Society, and hung out with some friends. And also, my 100th video that I have on my YouTube channel was with this guy called Danny, and he runs a restaurant called V-Spot, and it's in Park Slopes, and it's been going for 5 years, I think, and he's, you know, it's been quite a successful business for him. And so you should definitely check out that video. Well, you should check out all my videos. I've got over 105 now, so get cracking on that. But that was my 100th video, so I was a bit excited about that. And also interviewed Ashley, who's Will Potter's girlfriend, and Ashley is the campaign manager for Peter, so did an interview with her. And I also interviewed Marissa from Vegucated. Marissa and I had a really great day hanging out and eating as well, which was really cool. And a place called Stogo that has these great ice cream flavors. Ethan's a bit obsessed with Lulu's Sweet Apothecary, so he thinks it's blasphemy to go somewhere else, but it was really good. And I was excited to hang out with Leanne from Vought Couture again and interview her. And I also interviewed one of her closest friends, Joshua Catcher. He runs the Discerning Brute. He's also just got a new range of environmentally friendly and vegan products like ties and shoes. And he also has this great magazine called Pinnacle that talks about anti-fur and how you don't need fur in the fashion industry. He's a big fashionista, so both of them are, so that was really cool to hang out with them. And I just had an amazing time in New York. And then I wanted to go and hang out with Sheila, who lives in Troy, New York. So I took a megabus to visit her. And the megabus, I think it was only like $20 or something. It wasn't that expensive, and you have free Wi-Fi on the bus. So I got to do a bit of blog writing, and on the way home the Wi-Fi wasn't working, but I got to edit some of my videos and things like that, so that was fine. I hung out. I also interviewed Jasmine and Marianne from our hen house before I left, and then I went to see Sheila, and Sheila works at X's to O Bakery, where our friend Sarah runs. So we hung out there a bit and got to eat all her great cupcakes and cakes, and it's just a really cool place. And she's got a little zine library upstairs as well, which was good. And it was great to hang out with Sheila again, and It was really cool. Had a potluck at her place one night and just you know, a bit of quality time together. And we also hung out with my friend Jared. The three of us wandered around a few places in New York, in Albany sort of area. And then they drove me back to the bus, the mega bus, and I went to back to New York. And Ethan and Daphne met me, I think it was about 9:30 or 10 at night. They met me for dinner. Then I went next door to like the health club and had a shower. And then I got a train to the airport, like about 12 or something at night. And I met this lovely lady on the train and we just got talking. The subway is a bit scary when you do it yourself, you know, by yourself for the first few times. Once I sort of got the hang of it and I talked to heaps, I always talk to people and I just like enjoy meeting new people. And yeah, there's so many cool people to meet on the subway at like 12 midnight or 1 a.m. or something in the morning when you're going home. And I was talking to this lady and I was saying I was here like to speak at animal rights conferences and bloggers conferences and that. And she's like, oh, do you know this person? I said, no, but I know his wife. And it was my friend Marissa. And she's an acupuncturist, and it's just bizarre. Like, it's such a small world. That's just how my life goes. But it was cool. And so she ended up coming with me to the stop I had to get off with, and I was meant to get another train or a bus to the airport, but she ended up getting a really cheap taxi for me that drove me straight to the airport, which was really cool. And I was getting a plane at like 4 o'clock or something silly in the morning. So I didn't want to go back to Ethan's place in Brooklyn because then I'd just have to get up really early and get trains to the airport. So I just thought I'll get to the airport and I'll catch up on some computer work, or I'll just, you know, sleep or talk to some friends on the phone until my flight. So I got to the airport at 12, and because no one was there, no one worked until 4, I think, I couldn't do anything with my bag. So I ended up chatting to this lady for a while, and she was fine until she started trying to get me into Christianity and God sort of stuff. So luckily my sister rang about that time, and that was a good distraction. And then Holly and I spoke for like an hour and a half on the phone, and then, you know, it was time to put my bags in and catch a shuttle bus to the other airport. And I flew from New York to Chicago. And I was going to stay in New York and visit a couple of other friends around that area. But when I got to New York, I started thinking, I've been to the exact places I went to last year. And that was like Washington, Oregon, California, New York. And I'd been to Washington, D.C. last year, but I wasn't going there this year. And I just felt like I needed to do more. And I'd had such a great time with Peter and Sheila on our road trip, and I just wanted to do another road trip. So one of the nights I was speaking to Peter, I'm just like, do you want to go on another road trip? I want to see all the middle parts. And he's like, hell yeah. So we worked out how to do that. And Peter was in Seattle, so he took a plane from Seattle to Milwaukee. And I had got a plane from New York to Chicago. And if I wanted to change my flight to Milwaukee, it was really hard for Peter to get a flight to Chicago. It was just the wrong sort of time when I had to pick up the car and everything. So I ended up picking up a car, like we'd hired a car in Chicago, and I drove by myself to Milwaukee, the next state up from Illinois, so in Wisconsin. And which was fine. Like, I just was breathing and I was just telling myself, you know, there's no need, just take your time, don't stress, it'll be fine. And I had like, I think I had a like Jimmy Eat World mix CD I'd put together. So I was singing along to that, and it was good. It was fine. And so I think it took me about 2.5 hours to get to Milwaukee from Chicago. And then Peter and I started our amazing adventures through like the Midwest. We went to a place called Des Moines, where one of Peter's friends was, and he runs this really cool little video store, DVD store. So we had a screening of Bold Native there, and Peter did a bit of a chat afterwards. That was really cool. And the next day we went to this place called it was the Iowa State Fair, and there was this big deal about some cow that is carved out of butter. So it's just a way for the dairy industry to, you know, promote itself more. But I just couldn't get over the fact, I still can't get over the fact, that people make these things out of butter. Like this huge cow with someone milking the cow is made out of butter. And some local animal rights activists had actually put this really cool go vegan sign on the cow when they'd been to the state fair. So that was on, that was around like on the online news and stuff like that. So that was really cool. That was a bit of fun. And then, yeah, Peter and I went to the fair, which was, it was similar to like our ECCA at the RNA showgrounds here in Brisbane, and probably like the Easter fair in Sydney and things like that. I thought it would be much bigger, but it wasn't really that impressive. I'm not really into that sort of stuff, but I thought I should give it a go since I was there. And yeah, we stayed at a friend Justin's place that night in Des Moines, and then we went into Nebraska the next day, and we had, yeah, a really good time just looking around. We went to a heap of like thrift stores. We call them op shops in Australia, short for opportunity shops. And so like secondhand clothes, and I'm a sucker for dresses, you know, especially pretty flowery ones. So I bought a few dresses. I bought this really gorgeous dress for like $4.25 at a place called North Platte. And then they checked my, they checked me for counterfeit, my money, if it was counterfeit or not. So that was a bit odd. And then we drove to a place called Boulder, which is in Colorado. And a lot of people have said to me, you should move to the States, or would you ever live here and things like that. And I hadn't actually been somewhere that I loved that I would actually consider moving for. And that was until I met Boulder. And Peter and I stayed there with a Facebook friend of ours, Ashley, who's a big fan of both of our work, and she just commented on one of my posts saying that we were going there the next day, and she just offered us a place to stay. And she's just such an amazing person, and we just had such a great time with her. She took us around to see a lot of different things, and she took me to see prairie dogs, which was really cute. I was really excited about that. And we drove up a mountain, Flagstaff maybe, and we saw deer, and it was just the most beautiful views. It was just gorgeous. Oh, I actually drove up that mountain, so there you go. I got to drive a few more times. I prefer when Peter drives, but it was still good to do that. And that's something I would normally do back home, just travel around mountains on a Sunday or whatever. And we had an amazing time with Ashley in Boulder, and we hung out. We also went to Denver to see another friend of ours, Michael, for dinner, and one of Peter's friends and her daughter as well, which was really cool. And then we just did a lot of looking. I like to look at all the different animals I haven't seen before, like antelope. I got to see an antelope and some deer, and the prairie dogs were really cute. It was just really cool. And then we headed after Boulder. We stayed in Boulder for two nights, which was great. And then we went to Wyoming and this place called Devil's Tower that I found out the Native American Indians prefer to be called Bear Lodge. And it's this huge mountain, and it looks like a bear has clawed its way up or down from the top of it. And it was just so beautiful. And we got there like sort of when it was getting dark, and there was this teepee in the car park, so we stayed in the teepee that night, which was really good. And that was really beautiful. The next day we went and had like a hike right around the mountain, which was great. And then we headed to Montana and a place called Helena, where one of Peter's friends, Laura, was staying with her partner Matt, and Matt's family actually lived there. So that was really beautiful. Just the area is just gorgeous. And we ended up staying another night because Annika Matt's sister. It was her 25th birthday and she was having a Eurotrash party. So I ended up borrowing some of her clothes and had a Eurotrash party, which was really fun. And that was just an amazing time in Helena too. And Matt's family and Laura, they're just really lovely people. It was great to hang out with them. And then we sort of had planned on just staying there one night. So we were sort of maybe a bit behind track, but we weren't really in too much of a rush. As long as I was in Portland for the bloggers conference, that was pretty much all we needed to worry about. And then I have never been to a hot spring before, so that was one of my things I had to do, was go on a hot spring. So we ended up finding one and getting some online when you're looking for hot springs, and we wanted like a natural one. It's really hard to find the directions for some of them because they're just in the middle of nowhere. So I got directions from Matt and his dad, and we went to one, and we sort of had to go, we had to find one of the markers, like for the mile marker, and then walk up a bit. And there was some people that were camping in this area, so we just asked them if we're in the right way, and it took us about half an hour to walk to the hot spring. And it was so hot, but it was so beautiful. When we were driving through these sort of areas, most people were like really lovely, really friendly, and you know, it's backwater sort of towns, maybe sort of backward in some of their thoughts and that, but mostly people were lovely. And it was really sad for me coming from Australia, just to see how America's money situation is, and all these little towns, you know, you'd go through like the main street and half of the stores would be closed and there'd just be people hanging out, like not working. And there were certain places that you just get this really depressing sort of vibe, like a lot of the Indian reservations. You could just really feel the negativity and all the destruction that had happened there. But we went to this place, Rock Creek, I think, Lodge or something like that, and we had to get petrol, gas. And they have this thing called the Testicle Festival, short Testy Festy is the name that they call it as well. And we stopped there and it was really, really scary. Like when you walk into these places, sometimes everyone turns around and looks at you because they don't recognize you and you're from out of town. But everyone did, and they sort of glared at us when we walked in the door. And they had a sign at the door saying something stupid like no wimps or allowed, or just, it was really, really bizarre. And then I just asked, because on the petrol pump, like the gas pump, it said something about the money, whatever it says, the prices of the petrol isn't correct. It's like $5 a gallon or whatever. And then Peter and I couldn't work out what was happening, so we just wanted to go in and find out how you paid for gas. And so I went in and I just said, we just wanted to get petrol. And the guy's like, you should just go up the road because they're cheaper. And then it was really awkward. And luckily some dog friends came up and I sort of was talking to them and got distracted. And then we're just like, okay, thanks. I just walked out. And there was petrol like a dollar cheaper or something up the road, which was good. But that was probably the worst sort of people or experience we had, but it was, you know, something to talk about still, I'm sure. And then that was our last night, and then the next day was Sunday, and we got to my friend Britton's place, a mutual friend of Peter's and mine in Portland, and she lives at Hillsborough, so Peter dropped me off there. And I sort of was just exhausted after our trip. I had such an amazing time. Peter and I, you know, get on really well, and it was just great. And I'm so glad that we got to do that. And I'm so glad, thankful that Peter's in my life. And we did so much stuff, and it was just so fun. And then I hung out with Britton in Hillsborough, and Peter went back to Seattle to get a few things, and then he actually drove the car back to Chicago for me, which is really lovely. And because it was something stupid, like it was going to be an extra grand, an extra $1,000 if we just did a one-way trip with the hire car. So that was, you know, that obviously saved a bit of money by doing that, which I'm thankful for. And so I had a great time in Portland. I was hanging out there with Britain for a few days, and then I was there mostly for the Vita Vegan Bloggers Conference, which I was really looking forward to because the gals that organise it are just really, really happy and bubbly people. That it's, you know, it's all for the fun and the outreach. And Jess did things like the Vegan Iron Chef that had just happened in Portland in July. And I know anything that they do and they organise is going to be organised so well, and it's just going to be fun. I was just really excited. It just had a really fun sort of happy vibe to it. And I met Britain's mum, who's just a new vegan, and she made us some nice food one night. She made a lasagna for us, and we got to try a few of the different other places I hadn't been to in Portland. I hung out with my friends Imber and Mark, who I'd actually stayed with last year in, I can't remember where I stayed, but it was actually out Lake Oswego. That's it. I stayed with them in Lake Oswego last year for about 3 weeks. So it was really cool to see them. And we all went out to Blossoming Lotus for dinner, which is my favorite place in Portland. Brittany and I had a really good time. We played golf, mini golf one time, which I had wanted to do on my road trip, but we sort of have just run out of time a bit, and I've never played mini golf before, so I was excited about that. But Britain is not good to be in games with or any competition with. She's too competitive and she knows that. And I don't really care if I win or lose those sort of things. I just do things for fun. But that was still cool to do something different. And we went on like dodgem cars a go-kart thing as well. So that was really fun. And we hung out a bit, Britain and I. And then I hung out with Robert Cheek, who was in a place called Corvallis, which is near Portland. And we went to my favourite bookstore called Powell's Bookstore that takes up like a whole block, and it's like four levels or five levels of books. So I just love going into the astrology section and just staying there for hours. And Robert's book, Vegan Bodybuilding, was actually there. So I got some photos of him posing with the book. And then we went to Prasad for lunch, which is also another one of my favourite places in Portland. And then that night was the beginning of the bloggers conference. We had like a get together at a place called Vendetta and met a few people. And it was really good to meet people in there, like from Facebook and people that follow my blog and that. And they're like, oh, you know, how's your adventure here? Where was your favourite place? And they all knew what I'd been doing, what I'd been up to, and they were asking questions. So it was really lovely. And then the next day I got to hang out with that night we did a Vegucated film screening as well, with Marissa's new documentary, which was really cool to see a second time. And then the next day I got to hang out with one of my biggest inspirations, Alex Jamieson, and she wrote a detox diet called the Great American Detox Diet that was one of my inspirations for my recipe calendar in 2007, I think. So I really was excited to see her, and we got to hang out finally because we meant to hang out last year, but she was getting to Portland when I was leaving or something like that. So that was really cool. We had lunch at a Japanese food cart, and I did an interview with Alex too, so you better check that one out. That was my last interview I did, actually. And then she dropped me off at the hotel where I was staying for the bloggers conference. And then I was staying with my friend Anika from Seattle and her cousin, and that was really cool. There was a champagne and cupcake reception. I also saw one of my friends, Sean, who runs a website called Fat Gay Vegan. He's a friend from Australia, and his partner Josh is actually from Australia. And it was really cool to see, someone from Australia over the other side of the world. And Nika and some other friends and I, we went to karaoke that night, and you know, another excuse to pretend I'm Stevie Nicks. I did Stand Back, and also did a rendition of Shoot by Salt and Pepper, which was amazing. I had so much fun pretending I was Pep, and it was great. And there's footage of that somewhere too, so I have to find that. Ariane, Anika's cousin, has footage of that. And so that was a really cool night. It was too late. We were up too late, but it was still fun. And then the breakfast and the food at the bloggers conference was so amazing. There was this great like chia pudding or something, and it was just chia seeds, and it was just divine. So I was like, should I get up and have breakfast or not? Because I don't really like getting up that early. And but there was pancakes on offer, so I did get up. And then it was just an amazing time. It was just really cool. It was just great to meet many like-minded people, and everyone was just really positive and there just to learn and absorb as much as I could. I spoke on the positive blogging panel with Gina, Janessa, and Krista, and that was really cool. And I went to a couple of other talks as well. There's this guy called Jeff that did some interviews, and I did an interview with him. And when I had my interview, it was like a live thing that they were doing. I think it's live streaming users. And when my interview was on, I had the most views, which is very exciting. I also met Stephanie Redcross from Vegan Mainstream, which I was really excited about. Love her. And then we had the gala, and that was, I think it was about 350 people or something, and it was to raise money for Woodstock Animal Sanctuary in New York. And I was the MC for the night, which was really fun. So I got to dress up and flit around in my dress for a while, and that was really cool. And then after that, I think we finished about 10 or 11 or something. We went to the mini mall, the vegan mini mall in Portland, and as someone, Upton's was having food there at Food Fight, so I hung out with some friends there for a while, and I went to see Brian at Scapegoat Tattoo, hung out with him for a while, and we went and had some food there, and he went back to work. And then I caught up with Imber and Mark and some of their friends at Sweet Pea Bakery, and then they drove me back home, and I did some video editing before I went to bed. Another late night, but still had to get up for pancakes and the chia pudding the next day. And that morning I had an early panel. I spoke on the activism panel with Chelsea, Isa, Ryan from Tofu Magazine, Sunny, and Jasmine moderated it. And that was a really good panel. It was a lot of fun. And then we had a really good lunch as well, and then Anika, my friend I was staying with, and Janessa again, we had another talk, and this time we spoke about vegan fashion, and that was probably the most fun I had on a panel, actually. We sort of opened it to the crowd a bit, and we got a lot of interaction. It was really great. And then I went to a couple of other talks and spoke to a couple of my friends on the phone before Britain came to pick me up, and we just sort of hung out at her place. And then I tried to get all my stuff in the suitcase because I had bought extra dresses in thrift stores. And at the bloggers conference, we got these amazing bags full of so much stuff. And because I was a speaker, I got even more stuff. And it was just amazing. But I was just a bit worried about whether I'd be able to fit all my stuff in my bag. But I did. I ended up putting all my dresses out and just rolling them up. And Britain had rubber bands, so I just put all these bands around them, and everything fit. It was amazing. I didn't need to get anything else, and I didn't need to pay extra baggage handling or anything like that. And so that was cool. And then I went, Sydney, who's Britain's mum, she dropped me off at the Portland airport, and I got a cheap flight for like $150, but I had to go through Boise. So I went to Boise first, and then I caught a flight from Boise to LAX, and I hung out. I was there for quite a while. I think I got there about 4 p.m. or something like that, and my flight wasn't until like just before midnight. So I did a heap of computer work, and I caught up with a lot of friends on the phone, and I should have really organized something earlier with some of my friends in LA to hang out. But I ended up just hanging out there, and then when I was talking, I had a call with Nick and Rami, like conference call with the three of us, and I saw one of my friends, Jeff, from Brisbane. He's involved with Supreme Master TV, and they'd had some get-together with her, with a lot of the Supreme Master initiates, went to LA for some big thing, and he was there, and it was just amazing just to see a friend of mine from Brisbane in LA at the airport, and we both caught the flight home, and so that was really cool. And I sat next to this guy on the plane that he's a games developer for a company in Brisbane, and he'd just been in Seattle at some games conference. So I was really excited to be able to sleep on the plane for like 10 hours, and I did probably about 10 or so hours I slept. I can sleep. As soon as I get into a seat on a plane, I can just crash, which is really good. I wish I was like that normally with my sleeping. But I woke up just to eat, and I watched some movie that was really bad. I can't even remember what it was called. And yeah, I didn't get swollen ankles this time. Last time my ankles swelled up so much, it was really painful. But yeah, it was a really good flight home, and I really didn't want to come home, and I'm still sort of struggling to be back here when I don't want to be, and I miss a heap of people, and I'm just getting through a few things I need to finish for this year and see where the wind takes me next year, I think. And I had an amazing time with amazing people overseas. I'm so thankful for all the friends that I have and all the places I got to stay at, and, you know, the people I met through my friends, and, you know, the inspiring people that are just really active and get things done overseas. And, you know, I really miss a lot of people there, and I hope to see everyone soon. And I'm working on a book about my adventures, so keep your eyes peeled for that, and keep your ears open for news about that. But yeah, I hope you've enjoyed my rambling all about my 2 month vacation, and you can catch up with my blogs as well in the update section on vivalavegan.net. That's where I actually wrote blogs about each part of my US adventures for 2011. So thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful week, and I'll speak to you all soon.